As we prepare to kick off, I'm happy to turn the play-by-play duties over to my colleague and friend and a man who knows the lyrics to as many hee-haw songs as I do, the voice of Dogger football, Adam Hooper.
Well, thank you very much. Nobody don't want to hear me sing. I'm terrible. Here's a kick by Brown. It's a short kick. It's a bounce at the 30 to the 35, breaks one tackle to the 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 44-yard line. So the Cardinals will have excellent field position from their own 44-yard line.
And the kicker, Cole Brown, was the one to put him out of bounds there to keep him from going any farther.
Cardinals will have their starting quarterback, Nathan Stidley, a 6-foot, 200-pound junior. He's had a pretty decent season. He's had 7 touchdown passes, and he's been picked off 7 times. Verdigris will start at two wide receivers to the right, and one to the left. Looks like they're a little bit confused.
A person late getting into the lineup there.
Stiley in the shotgun formation. Actually, Stiley's going to keep it. Runs to the left of the 45, to the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, and he's finally knocked down at the 15-yard line, and a nice saving tackle there by Cole Hawkins for Dewey. But what a start there for the Cardinals and Nathan Stiley.
I tell you what, he just got around the corner on the little option play and took it down to the 15-yard line, a gain of 42 yards, and that's first down and knocking on the door very loudly of the Bulldoggers.
Sidely in a shotgun formation, the lone setback is Dylan Height. They'll give it to Height. He runs to the middle to the 15 and tackle there at the 13-yard line, a gain of 2. Cole Brown was the first to get him, along with some other Dogger players, and that'll be actually Chase Rivard there in the area as well. So a gain of 1 makes it 2nd and 9.
Height, a smaller framed runner, now he gives way to his teammate. He's going to be on the left side. Peyton Cox, the taller, bigger back who destroyed Nowata late in the game, comes in.
Yeah, the ball comes loose. It's finally picked up by the Cardinals. It was a miscommunications on the snap, and nice recover there by the Cardinals. Now you're looking at about 3rd and close to 9 again.
Yeah, about 3rd and about 11. Looks like they moved him back behind the stick. They tried to go with a direct snap to the left halfback. Jacob Shambles was just about a half a second late getting on that ball. The Doggers would have recovered. Big play right here for that Dogger defense early.
Man in motion from the right side, 3rd and 11. Stiley now goes back to pass. He's being pressured, and the pass is incomplete. There was nobody in the area. It didn't look like didn't get out of the tackle box there.
Oh, he did.
And now the officials are going to talk us over.
I think they're gonna call this. Yes, there it is.
Yeah, they're gonna call intentional grounding against Verdigris. That's gonna be a loss of down too.
Yes,
so it'll be a long field goal.
Gonna move it back about to 22, so that'll make it about a 38-yard field goal attempt here, Adam.
All right, here's Jax Robinson now to attempt a 38-yard field goal.
We know he has the leg for it.
Yeah, high snap, the ball kick on its way. It's long enough, and it is good. So Jax Robinson kicks a 38-yard field goal. There's really not much wind here tonight, a light north breeze, but that was against that breeze, and he went through the uprights. And the Cardinals now up 3-0 early on in this first quarter. We'll just keep it right here.
Well, I think the defense was stung early by that keeper around left end by Stiley, and after that didn't really do much, and with the aid of a 5-yard penalty pushed him back. But I tell you what, as we said in the pregame, Robinson's got plenty of leg, and it was almost blocked, but he got enough height on it and got it up and split the uprights for an early 3-0 lead for the Verdigris Cardinals. Now, back to this end of the field as Robinson will tee it up. And looks like Cole Hawkins. And looks like maybe, is that Brandon Phelps on the opposite side, maybe?
I believe so.
Good to see him back there.
That last drive for Verdigris was 5 plays, 56 yards. There's a quick kick there again. And Cole Brown has it. And the Cardinals had the ball, but they're going to be called for a flag on the play. It looks like a legal procedure will be called against the Cardinals.
I tell you what, the Cardinals had a man down there. Couldn't it looked like maybe Peyton Cox tried to get his hands on it. You know, I don't believe we've had a mic'd up referee.
No, anywhere. We haven't. Not since the state championship 2 years ago down in Stillwater. We'll try to get some of that audio if we can. Here's a shotgun formation for. We're going to have a false start. Looks like one of the offensive linemen moved a little bit early. That was Nathan Sloan who started just a little bit early.
Got a little excited, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So now you're looking at first and 15 from the 35-yard line in Dewey's territory. Oh, now somebody else moved. And that's Brandon Phelps.
Well, first and 20 is not how you want to start your drive, Adam.
Dewey kind of being a little anxious here right now.
Made a little butterflies on the road here.
Two wide receivers on each side. Blake Timmons now looking at the signals from the zone sideline. Dewey going left to right on your radio dial. Play action. Timmons. And he's not going around. And he finally presses off the pass. It's caught at the 25-yard line. But I tell you what, Blake Timmons was lucky to get that. And I think the one who caught that pass.
Kasten Fry. It's going to be
Kasten Fry there on the stop.
It's going to be a 3-yard loss. But he was lucky it wasn't more as he was able. He shoveled it forward just with his left hand as he was going down.
Second down and 25.
Jeez.
From the 25-yard line. They got to get to the 50 for a first down. Now shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hunter Burr. Actually, a quarterback keeper. Keeps it at the 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, and knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That was Blake Timmons on that quarterback keeper. And not only he got the first down, he gets about another 20 more yards.
38 yards after said and done, and a first down, as you said, for the Doggers, and they're in business in Cardinal territory. Now they're going to bring it back to about the 37, it looks like.
You're absolutely right. First and 10 from the 37-yard line. 9:35 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Verdigris.
We got out of that hole, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And off this time, Hunter Brewer dances around to the 35, now dives at the 33. And a whole slew of Cardinal players on the play, and now we got a late flag on the play.
Hunter picks up 5 yards. It may be a late hit against the Bulldoggers. Yeah,
I was here about the call. Oh, dead ball personal foul against Dewey.
Yeah, I think it's on Brandon Tidwell for a late push on a continuing the block. It's going to amount, Adam, to about a 10-yard penalty. It's going to be 15-yard markoff, but they're going to give the 5 yards on the run. And then, so going to be right at about second down and 20. And three penalties early here is just really
shotgun formation.
Hurt the
Al keeper, Timmons, he'll run to his left to the 50, 45, and knocked down at the 40-yard line. Another nice run there by Blake Timmons. They're probably using Hunter Brewer as a decoy right now because Verdigris right now does not have an answer for Blake Timmons. From the 38-yard line, third down and 11. Now they'll hand it off to Hunter Brewer, and he gets back on. The ball comes loose, and I think Dewey has recovered it.
Right to Grant Schreppel.
And one of the players had his helmet off for the Cardinals. He'll have to come out for a play.
Gain of a yard as Schreppel was the offensive lineman, able to get his body on that ball and recover it, keep this drive alive. Now we're looking at
fourth and 9 from the 38, and Dewey's going to go for it. Here's a snap. Timmons, he'll throw right down the middle and had a man open, but overthrows the intended receiver, Jonathan Blackman. Boy, Blackman got there a little bit sooner. That would have been 6 points.
Tell you what, Blackman almost cut up with the fly to that ball.
And so Dewey will turn the ball over on downs, and the Cardinals will have it from their own 37-yard line. with 8:36 to go in the opening quarter, 3-0 favor of Verdigris.
That first drive for the Doggers was just kind of a comedy of errors, I think.
Now, a lot of offsides there. Now play action, Stiley. And it goes, he's down for a sack.
Kyler Hancock here.
At the 27-yard line. And, yes, Kyler Hancock there on the sack. And they'll spot it at the 29.
Had an 8-yard loss, it looked like.
Second and 18.
Nice play by Kyler Hancock. Hope his dad's listening tonight. He came up and gave us the number change so we'd know to call his name last week. So I hope he's listening. I'm sure he's not here in the stands enjoying that sack in person.
I think we got a lot of listeners tonight, do we? Well, actually, it's a great crowd here tonight, even though it's cool. There's a shotgun formation, the snap. Stiley having trouble. Is he being pressured? Now the pass is caught at the 15 to the 25. Breaks one tackle to the 30, 35, 40, 45, and knocked out of bounds at the 50-yard line. And that was Dylan Height, one of the tailback players for Verdigris, and turned something into nothing.
Yeah, pickup of 23 on that play as he got the ball out of his hands. First down for the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals will have it first and 10 from Dewey's 47-yard line.
Well, you know, the Doggers had great pressure on Stiley that time. I thought they were going to get to him, but he was able to elude Kyler Hancock, and it looks like Jacob Shambles got the pass away, and the screen stayed intact. There were blockers over here for Dylan Height.
Shotgun formation. Oh, the ball comes loose, and I think Dewey's picked it up.
Jacob Shambles on top of that one.
And Jacob Shambles gets a strong defensive play and a fumble recovery there, and that is the Cardinals' first turnover of the game.
Just what that Dogger defense needed, Adam.
So the Bulldoggers will have it first and 10 from the midfield at 50. Handoff, Hunter Brewer dances around to the 50, gains 2 to the 48-yard line.
And they've got his number tonight, Adam. He's fine, tough running. He's had a 5-yard run. That's been the big one so far. Have an early score from that no-what a game. It's 8-0 as Adair scored first, 7:31 to go in the first. Thank you, Dave Neely, for that score.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Brewer and the lone setback. Now they go to the screen pass. Oh, it's a lateral play, and he kicks it out of bounds. And I think Blake Timmons, actually not Blake Timmons, but Brandon Phelps had the ball, but he didn't concentrate on getting that pass, that forward pass, and he's lucky that he kicked it out of bounds.
Well, the linesman over here has signaled incomplete pass, so that might have been a break had it been turned over. But, yeah, I was like you. I thought it was a lateral there for a moment.
Third and 8 now from the 47. Handoff, Hunter Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 45, and down at about the 40. That's about a yard short of the first down.
Well,
depending on the spot there.
They had to go to the 40 where the stick is, so let's see what they're going to say. Oh, yeah, half a yard short.
Yeah. So it'll be 4th and 1 from the 41, and Dewey will go for it, no question about it. Receivers on each end, a receiver. Now shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Hands off, Hunter Brewer. Spins around, breaks one tackle. He's down at the 37-yard line and has the Doggers first down.
Brought that jumbo package in, Adam, and able to get the first down to keep the drive alive with 6:29 and counting. And now wiping their feet on the doorstep here of the Cardinals defense.
I kind of think they've calmed down just a little bit here.
Yeah, he had trouble getting that snap. Timmons did from center. He fumbled it before he was able to hand it off. And it looks like we've got a different – is that – Hunter Brewer still in, or is that a different back?
Jumbo formation here for the Doggers. Now they'll actually play action, and they fire a pass, and it is caught. No, it's going to say it's incomplete. And that was Jonathan Blackman with the attendant receiver, and, yeah, he was well covered right there. Nice idea there for Blake Timmons and the Doggers.
Yeah, he caught
it's going to be 2nd and 10.
He caught it originally, Adam, but when he came down and hit the ground, it squirted out of his hands, and that's going to bring up 2nd down. Good coverage, though, by Brandon Person.
6:02 to go in the opening quarter. Verdigris on top, 3-0. Two wide receivers to the left. Handoff, Hunter Brewer, and breaks one tackle. Now he goes to his left to the 35, breaks another tackle, and gets some good yardage there at the 32-yard line. That was seemed like it was forever right there for Hunter Brewer.
He did that all on his own, making guys miss.
Now you're looking at about third and six from the 33-yard line. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Now a handoff. That's Jonathan Blackman. Runs to the right to the 35, 25, 20, 15. Knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And I'll tell you who made that block right there for the Dewey Bulldoggers here to get Jonathan Blackman some room. That was Caston Fry.
And Stone Shue saved the touchdown for the Cardinals, knocking him out of bounds after a 23-yard run by Blackman.
So it'll be first and 10 at the 10-yard line. Shotgun formation, jumbo set, and we're going to have a false start. Actually, they were going to go on a wildcat there because they had Jonathan Blackman.
Fourth penalty of the quarter for the Bulldoggers. Already up to 30 yards in penalties, and they'll try it again from 5 yards further back.
So it'll be first and 15 from the fifth. Actually, it'll be first and goal at the 15-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun, hands it off to Hunter Brewer, left side, and he's still having a hard time moving. He does, and he puts his shoulder down to the 10 to the 9-yard line.
He just put a Bo Jackson on somebody's Brian Bosworth out there. He just flattened somebody. Like I said, Hunter's not a very big guy, but he just dropped his shoulder and picked up 7 yards, and the last two of it were just brute force.
Now, second and goal from the 7. They're going with a no huddle. Hand off again, Brewer. Runs to the middle to the 5 down near the 1.
Just couldn't quite get his nose in, Adam.
So now you're looking at third and goal now from the 1. They're going no huddle again. Jumbo formation. And off Hunter Brewer. Oh, he's down immediately at the 4-yard line. Nice tackle there. Looked like Dylan Height there on the tackle. And now you're looking at 4th and 4.
Fourth and goal
from the 4.
Just shot the gap and got past the guard and wrapped Hunter Brewer up in the backfield.
All right, Dewey's got to score points here on 4th and goal from the 4. 4:14 to go in the opening quarter. Play action. Timmons, he rolls around to the right, to the 5, and he dives in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Blake Timmons on a 4-yard run to the right side, and Dewey takes the lead for the first touchdown of the night. And as for Blake Timmons, that's his 6th rushing touchdown this season.
Got a good block over here. I couldn't see who that was. I think it was Jonathan Blackman. Stuck the man and got his quarterback into the end zone.
Dewey will go for 2. And they'll do a little trickery. And a pass down the end zone, and they got it. Oh, he dropped it incomplete. Yeah, they tried to flip it off to Brandon Tidwell, and the pass to Blake Timmons was no good. So timeout on the field, 4:03 to go in the opening quarter, and your score is Dewey 6 and Verdigris 3. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that drive for Dewey, it started from their own 50, but it was tacked on a 4-yard touchdown run by Blake Timmons. The point after, no good. And it's 6-3 Dewey. Matter of fact, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 plays, 50 yards.
That's great. 3 minutes and 33 seconds off the game clock, and that gives your defense a chance to rest just a little bit.
And the kickoff there is a short kick, and it's recovered at the 29-yard line for the Cardinals, and that's where they'll start there. First and 10 from Verdigris' 29-yard line. Now see if Dewey can get a stop here. Stidley in the shotgun formation. Hand off, actually play action. Stidley rolls to his left, still rolling, and he's knocked out of bounds at the 30.
And just fast enough to get away from the arms of Jacob Shambles for a sack.
So it'll be about a 2-yard gain to make it 2nd and 8 from the Cardinals' 31-yard line. 3:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's 6-3 Dewey.
Do you feel like you're calling a game in the middle of Grand Central Station?
Yeah. Absolutely. Sightly in the shotgun formation, trips to the right. Height with the handoff, dances to the 30 to the 34-yard line. And there on the stop, the first one to really get him was Nick Kinnivan, a 6'2", 220 senior. And now you're looking at about 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Kinnivan, Hancock, Shambles, and John Langbein along that front four for the Dogger defense.
Trips to the right, one to the left. Sidley now goes back to pass. He's being pressured, and he's down. It goes at the 18-yard line. That's Hunter Brewer on the sack. Yeah, he can run the ball too, but he's also a good defender.
And give him a pretty good spot. A loss of 9, though.
So it'll be 4th and a country mile. They'll spot it at the 21. It's a loss of 14.
I think we had this discussion. Is a country mile longer than a city mile?
I don't know. Something like that.
Adair's up 14-0 over Nowata in the first quarter.
There's a snap. It's off a wobbly kick. Goes over the head of Hunter Brewer, and they're going to let this ball go. And that's a nice punt there by the Cardinals. They down it at the Doggers' 26-yard line, so not bad field position here for Dewey as they try to increase their lead here. They lead 6-3. Dewey on top.
You made a good point on that second Dewey offensive drive. You said it looks like they got over their nervousness. It looked like the butterflies were done and they handled the ball better. Didn't make the silly mistakes like they did in the first drive. Put the ball into the end zone on a well-conceived drive.
So let's see what Hunter Brewer and Blake Timmons have in store here, along with Jonathan Blackman and that entire Dewey offense. They'll send trips to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation for Timmons.
Cole Hawkins.
And Cole Hawkins with the carry runs to the right to the 25 and down to the 28-yard line. So his first carry of the night for Dewey.
He's hard to find in a crowd. He's, like Coach said, he's not a real big guy, and he picks up 4 yards in a hurry.
So it was gained of 3, makes it 2nd and 7 from the 29. Shotgun formation. Hawkins gets it. Big hole to the 35, to the 40, and knocked down at the 44-yard line. So again, that was Hunter Brewer. No, it is Cole Hawkins, and it's a Dewey first down.
And they found the changeup there. They were keying on Hunter pretty good. But so far, Cole's been the answer. Here he comes
this way. Hawkins gets to the carry, spins around, breaks a couple of tacklers to the 45, then dances to the 47-yard line.
They're going to give him a 4-yard spot out of that, but you know he just kind of shucked and jived and got that all on his own as he cut it back to the middle.
1:50 to go in the opening quarter, 6-3 Dewey. Now here's Hunter Brewer back in the game, replacing Cole Hawkins. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Hand off this time, Hunter Brewer to the left side to the 50 and puts his shoulder down and knocked out of bounds to the 47-yard line in Verdigris territory. Probably about a half yard short of the first down.
Oh, I think they're going to move the sticks now. They're going to move them. Give him 6 yards and a first down, Adam. 40 yards on the night so far for Hunter Brewer. As we're counting down from 1:56, so he needs
handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Big hole to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he dives in the end zone. No signal yet.
Oh,
yes, they do. He's in. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 46-yard run to the left side, and apparently one of the defenders just pushed him in the end zone, and Dewey scores again.
Wow, what speed and elusiveness by Hunter Brewer. And it's hard for anybody to catch him when it's just a dead foot race. Since they had 47-yard line up on the board, I'm going to give him 47 yards.
All right. Dewey is going to go for 2. And a pitch there to Brewer. He's going to pass in the end zone, and it's incomplete. Fry was the intended receiver. So the pass failed for the two-point conversion. Timeout on the field, 1:02 to go in the first quarter, and your score, it is Dewey 12 and Verdigris 3, and we'll just keep it right here. And we'll just keep it right here. And big thanks to our sponsors here tonight making the broadcast possible. Those include the fine folks at ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent LaWanna Duncan, Barton NIP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and Vitosa Bone and Joint.
We did that well.
Thank you.
It's all right.
That was a five-play drive, and that was a 74-yard run. 74 yards on that drive.
Yes.
Don't worry about her. Just do what you're supposed to.
All right.
Yep.
There's a kick and a fair catch called at the 26-yard line. Well, we got traffic going around.
I say, but we need a guy with a whistle and white gloves.
Cardinals will have the ball first and 10 from the 26-yard line.
Hey, look at the bright side, right? At least we're not on top of this dang thing.
Yeah. Once upon a time, we were in Kellyville, and stuck in the top of that.
I still have nightmares.
I do, too. Sidley in a shotgun formation. I got two wide receivers on each side. Looks like Dylan Height, the lone setback. The snap, Sidley. Goes back to pass.
And
almost picked off. I believe it was Kobe Williams that almost had that pick. And if he would have had that interception, he was in the end zone. There was nobody around him.
He sat down on that route and jumped it, read it very well, and just couldn't. That's why he's a defensive back and not a wide receiver. Just couldn't haul it in and make the connection.
He does play a wide receiver on offense.
My bad.
Yeah. Snap, Dylan Height, and he's not going anywhere. Might have gained a yard.
Drake Shaw was the initial hit.
Drake Shaw and Nick Kinnivan there along the assist.
0 yards. We'll take that.
So it'll be 3rd and 10 from the 26. Clock rolling with 40 seconds and counting here in the first quarter, and Dewey on top 12-3.
How much that defensive unit has grown up over the year.
Oh, we're going to have somebody move a little
Hunter
bit
Brewer.
Early. That was Hunter Brewer, and that's offsides.
Back there taking names. He was unabated on that.
Yeah. So offsides against Dewey. You do that well. You're the roadrunner.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And now it makes, instead of 3rd and 10, 3rd and 5 from the 31 in Verdigris territory.
And
Dewey's going to blitz here again.
Yeah,
they're showing blitz.
No safety. They're stepping right up in the box right now.
There's a snap. Stiley, screen pass, incomplete.
Jacob Shambles was all over that. If he catches it, Shambles is going to put him on the ground. I tell you what, that kid just plays. His motor runs at a high rev, and he's in on every play just about.
Well, what if the Cardinals looks like they may punt this ball with 4th and 5 from the 31 with 9.4 seconds to go. That looks like they're going to go for it here.
I bet it's going to be a pooch kick.
Shotgun formation.
Oh, you know they're going to try to draw them offside.
Yeah.
Another offside, they get the first down.
Sure does. Sideline the shotgun. Now goes the high snap. Now they are going to punt and almost block that one. And that's a good decision there by the Cardinals. And it was down there at the 36-yard line with 1.2 seconds to go. And so the Doggers will have it 1st and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
They're kind of kicking it around. There we go, 36. They marked it finally.
So with 1.2 seconds to go, Dewey will have one more play before the first quarter comes to a close. Verdigris led 3-0. On an opening drive field goal by Jax Robinson, a 38-yard field goal. And now they get quickly on the line. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. High snap, Timmons. Now he'll roll to his left, and spins around, still on the feet to the 45, to the 50, into Vertigris territory to the 45-yard line. It turned out to be ugly, but somehow Blake Timmons got something positive going, and he's in Cardinals territory, and that's where we stand at the end of the first quarter. Your score, it's Dewey 12 and Vertigris 3. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country, K-Rig.
Houston. Damn. Yeah, I like that. Ting-a-ling. Bam. Nate Dogg. I-20. Taxos. Yeah, I like
third
that.
One, handoff to Hunter Brewer. Breaks one tackle to the 30. 25-20. Still on his feet to the 15. 10-5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 35-yard run to the right side. Dewey increases their lead.
And the Doggers going to go for two here, Adam.
Here again, very quickly on the line. Shotgun formation, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper. And Blake Timmons, he'll run it into the end zone for a two-point conversion. Oh, what a start here early. And it's just the one play in the second quarter as Hunter Brewer scores on a 35-yard run. And then capped off by a Blake Timmons run on a two-point conversion. And the two-point conversion is good. And Dewey on top, 20-3.
And Hunter Brewer needs 34 yards to join the 1,500-yard club. What a night.
Well, actually, that was two plays and 64 yards. I'll just keep it here.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? We just took a break earlier. That came up very quickly, and then Hunter Brewer with that speed just took it all the way to the end zone. Matter of fact, for Blake Timmons, that is his 12th rushing touchdown of the season.
Yeah, that was Hunter on the touchdown.
Hunter Brewer. That was his
back-to-back carries for touchdowns for Hunter now.
15th
too.
Rushing touchdown of the year. Fair catch called at the 27-yard line, and that's where the Cardinals will have it. First and 10 from their own 27.
Yeah, the last two carries for Hunter have gone for 47 and 35-yard touchdowns, so having quite a night. A typical Hunter Brewer-like night.
So they'll spot the ball at the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from Vertigris 28. Dewey on top 20-3.
This Cardinal offense has been stymied the last three drives.
There's a shotgun formation. Handoff, Dylan Height. Height spins around and dives to the 29-yard line. Looks like Jacob Shambles and Nick Canavan there on the stop. Actually, Nick Canavan there was a lone tackler.
I'm really surprised we haven't seen more of Peyton Cox. You know, he had such a great game against Nowat, and he's a taller, rangier back than Height, and he just ran for some nice runs up at Nowat.
Snap, Stidley, pump fakes. Now he'll throw to his left and overthrows everybody. Jonathan Blackman was the defender, and I think the receiver that time, I believe, was Brandon Person.
I think
you're actually
right.
Brady Smith there was the receiver.
It's hard to tell a 25 from a 20 across the field because the Dewey sideline is in a little bit of a shadow. Let's face it, they're in the dark.
Actually, Brandon Person was the attentive receiver, so it'll be 3rd and 9. From the Cardinals' 29-yard line, 11:13 to go to halftime, 20-3 favor of Dewey. Stidley in the shotgun formation. There's a snap. Stidley being chased around, breaks one tackle. Now he'll turn around to his right side. There's a flag on the play. He still can't find anybody. Now he throws, has a man open, caught at the 30, 35, 40, knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. But we'll check about that flag here first.
Looks like Fran Tarkenton scrambling around back there. The initial indication was, it's holding against the Cardinals. So Dylan Height on the receiving end of that pass, and he got a first down, but it's going to be all for naught. And that's hard on your offensive line. As the quarterback changes fields of direction, trying not to hold the guy and let him get away from you.
Well, let's hear about the call. So it's going to be 3rd down and 19 from the 19-yard line. 10:58 to go to halftime. 20-3 favor of Dewey. Dewey looking to improve to 5-2 on the year, but more importantly, get the third district win of the year. Stidley now goes back to pass to the left side and incomplete. And the attendant receiver that time was Peyton Cox.
Yeah, there's Peyton Cox. I wonder where he was at tonight. He almost caught that rascal.
So it'll be 3-and-out for Verdigris. Now you're looking at 4th-and-19.
Chase Rivard with good coverage, though, on the play. It looks like Hunter Brewer is going to go back in deep formation here. Right around his – he better get on the other side of that 50 because Robinson's got a good leg. He'll get the kick away from about his own 7-yard line.
He's got the wind to his back, too, but it's just a light north wind. And now whistles fly, and what's this all about? Yeah, I think we got Dewey's got too many men on the field.
Yep, there's 12.
Yeah, that's 12th man coming out. That's Brandon Phelps.
Sixth penalty on the Doggers in the first half. 40 yards in penalties so far. That last penalty on Verdigris amounted to a 19-yard penalty. Yes, 9-yard penalty, excuse me.
4th-and-14, there's a snap, the punt, high kick, and Hunter Brewer's going to let that one go, and it'll roll to the 29-yard line. So that is where the Doggers will have it, from their own 29-yard line. It'll be 1st-and-10, with 10:39 to go to halftime, and Dewey on top 20-3. Ever since the Dewey opening possession didn't go anywhere. They have scored 3 straight times.
I think Dewey's going to take the ball and go along with it right here. They've got all the momentum. They've got a speed burner in Jonathan Blackman.
Well, let's see what they do here.
I think
Blake Timmons in a shotgun formation. There's 4 wide receivers to the right. Actually, 3 wide receivers to the right, none on the left. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Runs to the 35, to the 40, 45, breaks one tackle to the 50, and is tripped up at the 45-yard line. And a good run there by Blake Timmons. I'll tell you what, Blake Timmons is having a heyday on the rushing here tonight.
Yeah, he's got 5 carries for 98 yards. He's got another first down for the Doggers.
They'll spot the ball at the 44-yard line in Verdigris territory. Trips to the left this time for Dewey. A snap. And he's going to run to the right this time to the 40. And they've got flags all over the play. Looked like a horse collar call, looks like. They grabbed his horse collar on the back, and that's probably what they're going to call here. So it was a quarterback keeper there by
Blake Timmons.
We'll see about the flag here. Well, let's see what they're going to call here. It may be against Verdigris, and I think it will be. Face mask. It's only a 5-yard penalty for Verdigris, so it'll be a first down. So it'll be 1st-and-10. They'll spot the ball at the 30.
So 34, it looks like. So a 5-yard run and a 5-yard penalty.
So about the 34?
Yes.
So 1st-and-10 from Verdigris' 34-yard line.
We have 2 100-yard rushers in the game already for the Doggers.
It's the Timmons and Brewer show. This time, Brewer, actually Timmons, going to kick it again to the 30, 25, spins around to the 20, and now the ball is loose as Blake Timmons was doing a little dancey-do there, and it looks like Dewey's going to keep possession. You got tickled about that.
A dancey-do.
The dancey-do.
Well, I tell you,
luckily enough, Dewey will keep it. And it'll be 1st-and-10 from Verdigris' 22-yard line. Looks like I think they're going to go with a Wildcat here. Yeah, they're going to have to call a timeout. They do have, they don't have enough players out there. They were trying to go for the Wildcat and don't have the correct players on there.
Yeah.
So timeout Dewey with 9:59 to go to halftime, and Dewey is on top 20-3. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Tulsa Bone and Joint, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, Arvest Bank, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Hughes Lumber Company, and by ASAP General Store. Adam Hooper, Tim Howell, Dave Waddell back in Bartlesville pushing all the right buttons here. And again with 9:59 to go to halftime, it's Dewey on top 20-3 over Verdigris.
Didn't make a comment. Very nice facilities here at Verdigris. We always enjoy coming up, and except for our locale where we're in the middle of four-lane traffic. Like, it's really a nice place.
You know what I forgot to do?
What you forgot to do?
Put up signs says, do not enter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So far, Dewey is doing what they had to. I mean, they had a sluggish start on their first possession, but they've scored on their last three possessions.
Well, you know, they've had success running the football, something that Verdigris couldn't let them do. And after that surprise opening drive by the Cardinals, the Dewey defense have really settled down and throttled them.
They're going to go on the Wildcat here as Jonathan Blackman under center. Blackman is going to keep it and breaks one tackle, and ball comes loose.
Flag, too.
And there's also a flag on the play. That kind of didn't go very well for the Doggers. Of course, Jonathan Blackman played quarterback as a sophomore, so
yes,
he's very familiar with that position. We'll talk about the flag here. So it'll be a hold on Dewey on a spot foul. And you're looking at the spot the ball at the 31-yard line. So it'll be first and 19. Now Blake Timmons back in at quarterback. Two wide receivers to the left. Now hands off to Hunter Brewer to the 30. And he powers his way up to the 25-yard line. It took about four Cardinal players to finally get him down.
Yeah, poor Cardinals. They're not very big. You know, they're small birds. So,
they'll spot the ball at the 25, a gain of six. So it'll be second down and 13. Empty backfield, shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. Three wide receivers to the left, two on the right. The snap, Timmons, pass, is caught by Hunter Brewer. Now he'll roll to his left to the 25, has a couple of blockers to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He walks in the end zone. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Hunter Brewer on a 25-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And for Hunter Brewer, I believe that is his first reception for a touchdown this season.
That had to be the ugliest dadgum screen pass I've ever seen. But maybe it worked for a 25-yard score. That was great. Timmons out there leading the way into the end zone. That was the greatest part of it.
Dewey will go for two.
I don't think they drew it up that way, do you?
No. He had some blockers. Timmons now goes back to pass, and he's going to be sacked at the 15-yard line. So the two-point conversion, no good. And timeout on the field with 8:47 to go to halftime. It's Dewey 26 and Verdigris 3. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Fourth straight scoring drive for Dewey. This time a six-play, 71-yard drive. Hunter Brewer on a 25-yard pass from Blake Timmons. A two-point conversion, no good. And it's 26-3 Dewey.
Technically, the pass was about 2 yards.
Yeah. A high kick. Actually, a squid kick. Oh. And the ball's alive. Ball's still loose. And it looks like that the Cardinals recovers it. Boy, that was very close. It was just a high kick, didn't go very far.
Mercy.
And they'll spot the ball at the 39-yard line in Verdigris territory. Cardinals will have it, first and 10.
Verdigris lucky to get that ball.
I'm like you, my friend. The Verdigris offense just has been kind of blah.
You know, they hammered,
really since the opening drive.
Yeah, they hammered Peyton Cox all night against Noah and made big chunks of yards, and he's not carried the ball.
Dylan Height now with a carry, and he's going to lose some yardage.
But let's give credit where credit is due. The defensive front seven for the Doggers has played lights out.
And we got a Cardinal player that's slowly to get him. Now he's back on his feet. They'll spot the ball, the 38, a loss of one. That'll make it second and 11 from the 38. Yeah, you're right. That Dewey front four defense has done a superb job tonight.
Verdigris has 48 total yards in the game.
So it's second and 11 from the 37-yard line. Shotgun formation. Sidley now hands it off to Dylan Height. And Height again scrambles and gets back to the 39-yard line. Get a whole slew of Dogger players there to make the stop. Actually, they'll give it a nice...
They gave it a good spot.
Give them a spot at the 40, so a gain of two will make it third and nine.
I'm just so impressed at how this Dogger defense has played in the last few weeks. They've just, like I said before, they've really matured, and they know their roles well. The coaches have a great game plan, and they execute it on the field. Uh-oh.
Here's a snap, and it's going to be a false start against... I think
Nick Canavan lined up offsides, Adam.
Okay.
In the neutral zone.
Yeah. So it's offsides against Dewey. So it gives Verdigris some 5 yards, and it'll be third down and four.
Eighth penalty of the half, Adam.
That's the one bad thing, though, that Dewey's had all tonight is the penalties. Oh, look like somebody was about to go early, but they got back there just in time. Dewey going for a blitz here again. They're bringing up seven up front. Now they go back a little bit. Sidley in a shotgun formation. Now the snap. Sidley being pressured now throws, and it's caught at the 40-yard line.
That's Smith on the reception.
That was Brady Smith there on the reception, and it does give a Cardinals first down.
24-yard pickup.
That'll be at Dewey's 41-yard line. Clock rolling with 6:45 to go to halftime. It's 26-3 favor of Dewey. Sidley going back to pass, and a pass incomplete. The intended receiver that time was Brandon Person.
And a Dewey tackler tried to take his helmet with him.
Yeah, the Cardinals fan didn't like that at all.
Yeah, well, some of them are moms and dads, and they get a little upset when their sons get grabbed like that. But it wasn't an illegal play by any stretch of the imagination.
Second and 10 from the 41. Snap. Height has it. Spins around to the 40. Now down at the 37-yard line. Nice tackle by Drake Scholl.
It's a 4-yard run, and that's the longest run of the night for him. The only other longer run was that 42-yarder to open the game by Stidley.
Third and six from the 37-yard line. Clock rolling with 6:10 to go in the second quarter.
I've just been amazed at how the Doggers have been able to shut down every avenue of this Cardinal offense in this first half.
And they're blitzing, too. Stidley now going back to pass, still going. Now he rolls to his left, still rolling. Now a flag on the play to the 35 and knocked out of bounds at the 30. But I think this is going to come back on a holding call against the Cardinals.
I think you're absolutely right.
The officials get together. The flag was thrown at the 39.
Yeah, they're gonna mark it backwards on this.
Now let's see about the flag here. So it'll be a holding call against Verdigris. It'll be a 10-yard penalty.
Second holding penalty, fourth overall in the first half for the Cardinals. As we are at 5:51 left to play in this first half of action.
Going to spot the ball, the 49. So it'll be third and 18 from the 49-yard line. Stidley in a shotgun formation. That goes back to his pass. Now he's showing blitz, and a pass is, throws it, and I don't think he got out of the tackle box. Yeah, they're going to call intentional grounding for the second time against Nathan Stidley.
As you say, it's a loss of down as well.
There was nobody out of the tackle box there, nobody in the area, and he just threw the ball as he was about to be sacked.
Well, and to make it even better, it didn't even make it back to the line of scrimmage. So Hunter Brewer will assume the position deep to receive here at about his own 25, 26-yard line. Jax Robinson in punt formation right at his own 20.
How about this? Fourth and a long mile.
Yes, sir.
In Vertigris' 31-yard line. Long country mile. I like to say that.
Nice
kick.
Jeez, Louise.
Actually, in the back of the wind, and Hunter Brewer says, I'm going to let this thing go.
Yeah.
And he does the right thing, and they'll spot the ball at the 16-yard line. With 5:35 to go to halftime, and Dewey will have it.
And from Adair with 2:30 to go in the first half, it's Adair 20, Ironman 6.
Kind of surprised with that score, are you?
Not right.
Really. I mean,
about
I thought.
Right.
Well, we got a dip. All right, we got a delay. It's their second delay warning against Vertigris, so they'll put them 5 yards. So it should be first and it'll be first and 10 from the 21-yard line. So
how about
Tibbins in a shotgun formation? Handoff is to Hunter Brewer. Runs to the right to the 20. Spins around to the 23-yard line. They went Hunter Brewer and Blake Timmons both have rushed over 100 yards in this game. Now you're looking at second and 8 now from the 23-yard line.
Hunter needs 26 yards to get to that 1,500-yard mark, Adam. Get it right here on this play.
Here's a snap. Timmons goes to his left. Now he'll throw to his left, and Blackman is incomplete. Boy, had Jonathan Blackman wide open, but he was well covered as well.
I'd like to see Jonathan maybe battle just a little harder, even risk getting an offensive interference to go get that ball, because he didn't put up quite enough fight to get that. He might have had it if he'd really put some oomph in it.
So now you're looking at third and 8 from the 23-yard line. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call a personal foul against Vertigris roughing the passer.
Wow.
I didn't see that, did you? I didn't ever saw the flag go down.
No, I didn't either.
So that'll give the Doggers 15 more yards. It'll be first and 10 from the 37-yard line.
Wow.
There's a snap. Pass to the right side. It's caught at the 40-yard line.
That's the second first down in a row by the Doggers. It was handed to him by way of the penalty, Adam.
I believe who caught that was Brandon Phelps.
Gain of a yard.
Yeah, second and 9 from the 38. Shotgun formation. Hand off Hunter Brewer. Left side. Has a couple of blockers to the 40. 45, 50, 45, 40. Still on his feet. And knocked into bounds at the 30.
Wow.
Well, is this kid something or what? Hunter Brewer having a heyday here after having a slow start. And it's in Vertigris territory at the 30.
Just went over 1,500 yards.
Here's a shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Timmons. Now he'll throw down the field. Has Blackman in the end zone. And it is incomplete.
He caught the ball.
I thought he caught the ball, too.
Maybe he said it caught it on the ground.
Okay,
know.
Well, That was a perfect throw there to Jonathan Blackman, but it's just incomplete. And it'll be second and 10 from the 30.
Let's welcome Hunter Brewer to an exclusive club, 1,500 yards rushing for the season, and he's ain't done yet.
Jonathan Blackman now out of the ball game. They'll hand it off to Hunter Brewer, dances around to the 30, and that's all he'll get. So no gain there for Hunter Brewer. Now you're looking at about third and 10.
First time that's happened, a gain of none for Hunter tonight.
So third and 10 now from the 30.
They must be giving away free gasoline in the next door.
I guess
Louise.
So.
Or gold.
There's a snap. Timmons now runs around to the 30, breaks one tackle, and won't get away from the other. He gains a yard to the 29. Peyton Cox here on the stop for Verdigris. And now you're looking about fourth and 9 from the 29 for Dewey.
This has been an odd drive, to say the least.
Well, it started from Dewey's 21-yard line.
It doesn't have a lot of continuity, ebb and flow to it. It's just kind of, let's pick something out of the playbook, see what happens.
Well, Dewey's going to go for it.
But when everything's going right, you can do that.
Here's a snap. And
go back
Timmons
to it.
Throws to his left, and it's incomplete. Well, it was broken up right there, batted down by Brady Smith. Actually, Jonathan Blackman was double-teamed there in the end zone, and
Verdigris got
and Brady Smith broke it up.
Yeah, Verdigris got smarter, and that's the first time since the first drive, the opening drive, that Dewey has not scored on their drive. So,
well, after having a lot of butterflies in that first drive for Dewey, they finally calmed themselves down. Now with 3:03 to go to halftime, let's see what the Cardinals can do here on the offensive side, which they basically have done nothing since the opening drive. Sideline the shotgun formation. Height gets the ball carrier, and he's down immediately at the 27-yard line. He may have lost a couple.
I think that was Cox, too. I think he lost a yard. His first carry of the night. And welcome to the negative yardage club, the Dogger defense.
Loss of one makes it second and 11. From the 28-yard line. Sideline a shotgun formation. Coming in motion now is Brandon Person. He'll line up to the left.
Yeah, they're going to try to run him down. Oh,
now sideline now goes back to pass. Now rolls to his left. Still rolling to the 30, to the 35, and knocked down to the 37-yard line.
Is that Phelps got him? Yeah, Brandon Phelps put him down on the ground.
There is a flag on the play. Not sure what this flag's about. We'll see what it is.
Gained about 7 yards on the scramble.
I don't think it's a hold.
No, it's against us.
That's against Dewey. It has to be a defensive hold.
Huh?
So it's a hold against Dewey.
I didn't know they tacked that on to the end of the run, did you?
I didn't think so either. I thought it was like 5 yards an automatic first down.
That's a new one.
So first and 10 from the 47-yard line. And now we got official stoppage of play here.
65 yards and penalties in this first half. That's, like I said, it's the only black eye against the Doggers. Fourth first down of the night for the Cardinals.
Okay, no flag on the play. They thought they did.
Ball was not ready for play. Well, I wasn't ready either.
You're never ready. Here's Stiley. Just kidding, buddy. And Stiley goes out of bounds, and
Uh-oh.
Now we got a late flag on the play.
Right in the middle here. Away from the action, yeah.
Away from the play there.
Stiley went out of bounds on the far sideline, and the hash mark is where the flag is.
I think they're going to call a hold, I think.
Yep.
So hold against Verdigris. Ironman, 10 yards.
Ironman and Warriors trading touchdowns. It's 28-12, Adair with 31 seconds left to go in the half.
Reasonable score right there, I think.
It's a doable for the Ironman.
First and 20. Steidley throws to his left, caught at the 45, and dives to the 49-yard line.
I think he's going to have 11 of it back there. Was that...
Yeah, these are hard numbers to read for Verdigris. They're wearing
I think that's Dilbeck on the reception.
Yeah, Joey Dilbeck, Jr. Now you're looking at 2nd and 8 from the 37. And the ball comes loose, and I think Dewey's picked it up. Dewey has picked up the fumble and a costly turnover there.
Put the door on the other end, huh?
And so they'll turn the ball over as Verdigris.
Are we going to review this?
Yeah, let's review it. I believe Verdigris has called a timeout.
Well, the wheels have kind of come off for them.
So timeout Verdigris with 1:23 to go to halftime, and Dewey on top, 26-3 to Verdigris. Big thanks to our sponsors again. ASAP General Store, Hughes Lumber Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Luana Duncan, Bartnett IP, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Oilfield Pipe and Supply, and by Tulsa Bone and Joint. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half highlights, and then we'll have our weekly feature of the College Sports Report, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming up at the half.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Oh, boy. We got people going back and forth there on their backside, and it's kind of a tight press box here, but we've enjoyed it coming here.
Well, and I'm sure it's all necessary.
Here's a snap, and Timmons... He spins around, and
he's going to be sacked
there at the 50. So a loss of 3. It'll make it 2nd and 13 from the 50. Dewey will have the ball to begin the second half, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Actually, a loss of 1. There is Timmons. Pass caught at the 25 to the 21-yard line. Kaysten Fry there on the reception.
He is such a steady receiver. 27-yard pickup.
So 1st and 10 from Verdigris 20. Dewey on the run here again. Shotgun formation for Timmons. Hand off. Hunter Brewer runs to the right, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, 5. Good night, Dewey! Touchdown, Bulldoggers! That's Hunter Brewer on a 20-yard run to the right side, and Dewey increases their lead, 26-3. Actually, it should be 32-3. Yeah, there we go. Got a little ahead of myself.
That's all right. How exciting. 20-yard touchdown run by Hunter Brewer. Puts him at 182 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half.
They're going to go for 2. They're going to throw it in the right corner, and the pass was incomplete. I think Kaysten Fry was the intended receiver there, so the pass fails. And timeout on the field with 44.5 seconds to go. And it's Dewey 32 and Verdigris 3. We'll keep it right here. Well, that was a 3-play, 47 yards. Capped off on a Hunter Brewer 20-yard run. Matter of fact, that's his 2nd rushing touchdown tonight. He's got 3 overall. He had a pass reception for a score. I want to remind you, fans, want to catch up all the previews of high school football, be sure to tune in to the Green Country Kickoff Show. Yours truly and Sports Director Evan Farbach will preview all the area teams, have some interviews, lots of fun. It's the Green Country Kickoff Show from 5 to 6 o'clock every Friday night on our sister station, Sports Talk 1500 AM, KPGM, and FM 99.1.
They've gone to halftime in Adair, Adam. It's 36 to 12.
There's a kick by Dewey. It's a squid kick here again. And a diving catch there at the 41-yard line in the Cardinals' territory. So it'll be first and 10 from the Cardinals' 41-yard line. We'll see what they're going to do here. Not much time here at halftime. Stidley in a shotgun formation, trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Here's a snap. Stidley now goes back to pass, pump fakes. Now he'll throw to his right. Has a man open, caught at the 20, 15, and knocked down at the 10-yard line. That's Brady Smith on a long pass from Nathan Stidley. Actually, he'll spot that at the 9, and now you're looking at first and goal from Dewey's 9. Probably their best play.
Yeah, 51-yarder, and Smith's got two catches now for 75 yards. He's a great athlete.
Now the Cardinals will call a timeout with 34.3 seconds to go to halftime, and Dewey on top 32-3.
They have one left.
They do have one left. Dewey has two left.
I've got two left feet.
You do have. You got two front teeth, too.
I do. That's all I wanted for Christmas one year.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you still have your two front teeth, right?
Yeah, still. out in Dodger Stadium, we're in the bottom of the third. Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. It's Cubs 1, Dodgers 0.
Matter of fact, that series tied at 2 apiece. Stidley in a shotgun formation, a man in motion to the left. Stidley now goes back to pass. Now throws to the middle. It's incomplete.
Nobody there.
Looked like Dylan Height there was the intended receiver. And now you're looking at second and goal from the 9.
I really thought he had a good shot out on the left flat, so couldn't see who that was running that route. But it looks like he had the linebacker beat, but he chose to go back to the right or to the middle, and it was incomplete.
Second and goal from the 9. Stidley now rolls to his left, still rolling, and pass is intercepted. At the end zone.
Yes.
So it's intercepted at the end zone for the Doggers.
Third turnover.
I believe it was Brandon Williams. Yeah, Brandon Williams with the interception at the end zone.
How about that? Great
what
play.
What a stop there by the Doggers. I believe that's the second turnover of the day for, third turnover of the day for Verdigris.
Yeah, two fumbles and an Oski.
And now with 24.5 seconds to go to halftime, Dewey will have it first and 10 on their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, their second and seventh drives ended in fumbles, and then the eighth drive ended with an INT.
Matter of fact, Dewey will call their second timeout with 24.5 seconds to go to halftime. Do you do the smart thing right here? You're going to get the ball back in the second half. Do you down it?
I don't know. I think we got the riverboat gamblers in the booth next door to us. They may roll the dice and tell Coach K, let's go for it here. Send the JB long and see if we can get him the ball in the end zone, see if we outrun everybody.
We normally don't have the opportunity to go next door with the Dewey coaches.
I like some of the commentary.
I do, too. I have to tell them sometimes it's a family show.
You know, they've been great, though. I think that's a good group of coaches at Dewey, and they're doing a great job, obviously, as the scoreboard would indicate tonight and the record this year. Back to live action, Adam.
And, yeah they're going to do it. They're going to knee it. It's
Why
Blake
not?
Timmons. Well, what does the hoop needs to go down there and coach?
There you go.
But I don't think it's going to happen. But
I don't think it's going to happen either.
No. Well, that will be the final play in the first half. And we are at halftime, and your score, it's Dewey 32 and Verdigris 3. 32-3, Dewey on top of Verdigris here at halftime. We will come back, and we will begin our halftime activities in 2 minutes. You're listening to Dewey Bulldoggers football here on Real Country K-Rig.